today, new relationships get started. However, while new relationships are starting, existing ones also break down. Unfortunately, many people get so badly hit by relationship breakup that they get distracted and shattered. That is why in this audio program, Handling Relationship Breakup, my goal is to share with you practical insights for coping with relationship breakup and reaching for the love ahead of you. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Brojit. Whether you dumped yourself by your mistakes or your guy dumped you, the truth of life is that there is a future that is ahead of you. There's a bright future that is ahead of you. There's a better relationship that is ahead of you. And what you have to do on your own is to make sure you reach out for that love, for that relationship that is ahead of you. My goal in this episode of Brojit Sister is to share with you how to reach out for the love that is ahead of you. Again, I'd like to remind you, no matter how bad your previous relationships are, please do not think you don't have a chance at a good relationship. Do not think your own has finished. Do not think all men are dogs. Do not think you can't get a man again to love you that much. There is nothing in reality like that. Again, I want to remind you, if you're a Christian, that these truths I learned from the Bible that I guide what I do or how I respond to losses. God said, I take away the first to establish the second. When your relationship dies, what I think, what I believe, is that it is God taking away the first so that he can establish the second that will last long, very long, and really very long. Now, one of the things you have to do if you have to reach out for the love ahead of you is to get rid of all the bitterness that is in your heart concerning your past relationship. Maybe even before you broke up, he treated you badly. You were just enduring him because you loved him. You were just enduring his promiscuity because you loved him. You were just enduring his battering you because you believe he's going to change. With all those bitterness in your heart, and now your relationship is broken, the risk is that you will carry it along in your life and maybe even carry it to your next relationships. That is why I encourage you. For you to be able to reach out for the love that is ahead of you, it is important you please get rid of all of those emotions. That is, emotions of bitterness and anger resulting from your past relationships. Now, why I'm saying this is that if you fail to do this, you will carry it on to the next man. The next man is an innocent guy, but you make life miserable for him because of other guys you have seen. I read one post on Facebook and people have even transformed it to picture. Because the right guy met the wrong girl and the right girl met the wrong guy, they get treated in a way that is not correct, that is not consistent with how the right people should treat them. When they now meet the right people, they look at them with suspicion. That therefore, what the relationship that is supposed to blossom, the relationship that is supposed to flourish, do not flourish because of carryover from past relationships. That is why I don't want your case to be a situation where you have been exposed to the wrong influences that will make your relationship miserable, where you have been exposed to the wrong influences that will make life unpleasant for the person you are falling in love with. Can someone just get over such bitterness with a snap of finger? No, I'm not saying that. How can I say that? I mean, who doesn't feel pain? But what I'm saying is that you should just understand that you must not carry it alongside with you. If you first understand that you must not carry it along with you, what it does for you is this. You are now in the right position to work hard on your own to overcome that kind of lifestyle. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are now in the position to begin to work hard to ensure that that kind of attitude, that kind of treatment gets taken care of. Do you get the point? Now, one thing you have to do is this. It's not easy. The bitterness can be cured if you can easily forgive the guy. Yes, like I said earlier, he treated you out very badly. He had no respect for you. That was why he treated you that way. But I want to tell you clearly, you have to forgive him. Jesus Christ teaches us to forgive those that offend us. God is a forgiving Father. God is a forgiving Father. If he doesn't forgive us, we'll perish. That's a matter of fact. Therefore, you have to forgive this guy so that the bitterness and the anger can be away. I also want to tell you this. If you're finding it difficult to forgive him, I encourage you, please go to brojit.com/podcast. Scroll down and you find that two podcasts The Power of Forgiveness and Making Forgiveness Easier. I recommend you listen to this podcast again and again until you get the help you actually need to be able to live above forgiveness. Unforgiveness is very destructive. It's not even about the guy. It's about life generally. We don't have to wait until we are, as in the person that offended us, apologize before we forgive them. When we realize the fact that God forgives us our sins, even when we have not apologized, the fact that God doesn't crush us because of our sinful ways, then we'll find enough reason, even more reason, to forgive the next person without confessing. But that is asking for forgiveness. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Therefore, I want you to please get rid of that bitterness. Then another thing you should also do is this. Do not commit the fallacy called fallacy of hasty generalization. Why I'm talking about this is that there are a lot of times when a guy, a lady relate with a guy and the guy choose to be promiscuous. A guy has, based on his choice or background, decided that the lifestyle that suits him is promiscuity. Therefore, he jumps from one woman to another. A lot of times what happens is that a lady who related with these people like this think all guys are just like that. They are the people that have the F1 to call guys dogs. I want to tell you, please do not call men dogs again. You know why I'm telling you this? When you say men are dogs, you are by that saying that your father is a dog. You are by that saying that your son is going to be a dog. You are by that saying that your husband is going to be a dog. I want you to just understand that some men choose promiscuity as a lifestyle. No man is created promiscuous. No man is born promiscuous. If you can, you get my book. You should be done with this very soon. Men Are Not Dogs. That's the title of the book. I should also create a podcast on the same subject matter. It's for men, actually. But why I would want you to read it as a lady is this. If you read it, you understand how men decide to be promiscuous. So that you teach your son. So that you pray for your husband. So that you encourage your husband not to take to that kind of lifestyle. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the key thing I'm saying about this promiscuity matter is that if you continue seeing men, if you conclude that all men are dogs, what happens is that the guy you are going to meet, the love that is ahead of you, the better relationship that is in stock for you, you will meet it, but you look at the guy as a suspect. In answering call, you're asking, who are you talking with? You are not with him, that is, you are far away from him. You'll be asking, who were you talking with by this time of the night? You know, that kind of thing. Now, you look at his every move with suspicion. And once there's no trust in a relationship, my sister, that relationship cannot last. Trust is an indispensable trait. It's an indispensable quality that should be in every relationship. And if it is not in your own, your husband is a suspect. Your husband-to-be is a suspect. Your boo is a suspect. Your man is a suspect. And let me tell you, if the guy is actually not doing anything and you're suspecting him, he's going to get on his nerves one day. And he will react based on that. And what's going to happen to you is that your relationship again will crash. You will once again get dumped. Therefore, despite all the guys you have seen, your mother was complaining every time that your father is promiscuous. Your uncle even wanted to rape you when you were in JS3. And one of your cousins that came to your house for holiday when you were in SS3 wanted to rape you. You have seen, and your pastor even wanted to rape you one day you went for choir rehearsal and his whole wife was not around. You have seen all kinds of men of different caliber sleep around. Do not allow it to make you reach the conclusion that men are promiscuous. All men are not promiscuous. All men are not dogs. Some people, by virtue of their choice, by the virtue of the kind of lifestyle they choose to live, by the virtue of their exposure and the influence they expose themselves to, decided to take to that kind of lifestyle. It is not in keeping with a man's life. I dare say again, do not conclude that all men are promiscuous. I hope you understand that point. Then the next thing I also want you to know is this. Do not adulterate the relationship principles you have learned. Most times when you find relationship book, when you find a girl with a book, reading with every seriousness, it's most likely to be a relationship book or marriage book. I'm not abusing you. I'm just telling you the truth based on my own experiences. Yours may be different. All the time they see, maybe you are reading financial accounting. I don't know. But for most times when I see ladies with books, listen to preaching or something like that, it's a relationship book. And those who read novels a lot of times, it's romantic novels. Now, in the course of those readings, you learn some principles that are actually true, that last, that should produce a good relationship. You applied it to your relationship with Emeka, but Emeka woke up one day and said it's over between you. The temptation is to think that those principles don't work. I'd like to tell you something. Maybe you applied the wrong principles, no doubt about it. But please, if the principles you are applying in your relationship are true principles founded on godly values, do not adulterate them. An example is this. You may have read in books that if you are in a relationship with a guy, do not go to sleep with the guy. Therefore, you refused him sex, and as a result, he says it's over between you. Let it be over between you, and not just over, let it be over permanently. That principle still holds till tomorrow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, what I'm saying is that please do not adulterate the true relationship principles you have learned. You love the guy completely, you loved him totally, you loved him faithfully. I mean, you are very loyal to him, yet he treated you that way. Do not now say, well, since guys behave like this, next time I fall in love, I will show the guy that even me, I can chase men. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, you're always trying to show the man that you can't push me down, you can't do this, and I'm the boss. When you start that way, it's counterproductive. I know a lady. She always tried to antagonize me. I don't have any business with her. We're just neighbors. I don't have any business with her. But there's something I notice she does. If I say anything, she interprets it from the angle that I should stop this, my Igbo, trying to impose Igbo authority over women. The first time she said it, I thought it was a joke. She's repeated it. She has said it up to 5 times, and I've not stayed with her up to 5 months. Now, do you know what that thing tells me? This lady must have related with an Igbo guy who is trying to buzz it over a woman. And when I say little things like, I'm just joking with a lady, and I'm just another person, I say, you have to stop this thing now. Say, I should stop that authority. I shouldn't bring down my authority over her. I say, who is trying to bring authority over you? What's my business with you? I didn't tell her this, but I'm just saying in my mind. But each time she said it, I just ignore her. She repeated it. I just concluded that this girl must have had a bad experience with an Igbo guy. Therefore, he thinks that because I'm a fine jugu, I'm like that. My sister, be careful so you don't commit such fallacy. They tell you that certain tribes, they suppress women. All men from that tribe don't suppress women. They tell you some men from certain side, they are promiscuous. It is not true. There are men in that place that are not promiscuous. And even in your village that they say people are not promiscuous, there are men that behave like he-goats in those places. So please don't reach a conclusion about a man because of one singular experience or because of even the experience of so many other people. It's crucial you sustain the true relationship principles you have learned in the course of your studies and learning. Again, I beg you, don't go into that relationship with any bitterness. Drop the bitterness. If you must go into the relationship, another relationship with anything, go in there with the lessons you have gleaned from the one that failed. Go in there with the lessons you have learned from the one that didn't work out. Go in there with the lessons you have learned from your mistakes. Go in there from the lessons you have learned from what worked and what didn't work in your relationship that just crashed. I have heard people say that when a guy dumps a girl, the girl quickly rushes to get hooked with another man so as to prove to the man that dumped him that she's not cheap, that she can also fall in love with another man. My sister, I'm just begging you in God's name, don't try that kind of thing. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have to prove any point to him. He said it's over between two of you. That means it is over. Don't try to prove any point to him. The guy is a forgotten somebody. That is, he's gone. He's in your past. You should not be trying to prove a point to a man that exists in your past. Don't try to prove a point to a man that is in a grave. I'm not saying the guy has died. I'm only saying that relationship or whatever thing you think you want to prove to him is dead. And let him be dead and properly buried. Do not rush into any relationship. Take your time. Appraise the relationship that crashed. Ask yourself, are there things I should do differently? Are there things I did wrongly? Are there things I should have changed? Find out those things. When you make those adjustments, that's when you are now ready to fall in love again. That's when you are ready to go into another relationship. If all the men in the world start disturbing you when you are not ready for a relationship, tell them no. They should wait for you. You know, this relationship matter, let me just tell you a very simple thing. If you even found out that you are not ready for a relationship, tell people we can just be friends. And it ends that way. I mean, what's wrong with you being just friends? If the man insists you have to be in love when you are not ready, tell him no. It's not about pleasing him. It's not about his disturbing you every night, calling you and chatting you, and trying to buy you gifts every of your birthday. Your birthday is not 3 times in a year. Forget those manipulations. Tell him no and stand by it. What's what I make? There's a relationship that is ahead of you that is even better than the one that just crashed. And I say you have to reach out for it. And the key things you have to do is get rid of the bitterness in your heart resulting from the past relationships. Do not think all men are dogs. Do not think all men are cheap. Do not think all men will behave like that guy that dumped you. Have at least try, give the person that you are going to get into a relationship benefit of doubt, and pray. Pray and hope for the best in him. Do not adulterate the relationship values you have and principles you have because of the one that failed. It takes two to tango. Maybe you played your own part and he refused to play his own part. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then please go into the relationship with the lessons you gleaned from the one that failed and the successes you recorded in the one that failed. Don't go there with bitterness. Do not try to prove a point to him by getting hooked to another man. It's not necessary. Don't rush into any relationship. Take your time to be sure you are ready to be in love again. Until that time, please do not rush out for the love. Do not rush out for relationship. When you're able to do this thing, then you are ready. You are really prepared and ready to welcome the love that is ahead of you. I hope you understand my point. This program is a production of Project World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more from us, kindly visit brojid.com, that is brojid.com. Your questions and comments are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. We encourage you to please share this podcast with someone that may find it useful.